What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Radio 94 WIP. This is the morning show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera today. You want to get in, 215-592-9494 is how you join in. Talking a lot about the All-Star game so far. If you didn't stay up, you missed it late last night. You missed a hell of a finish. American League ties the game down to their final out, but they go to a swing-off. The NL wins on the back of Kyle Schwarber. Kyle Schwarber, the MVP. And that's leading us to the question, would any current Philadelphia athlete be in your top five over the last 25 years? Midday show putting this this together. Joe Giglio sent out a mass email yesterday asking us for our top five athletes. John said last night that was the moment. Makes him consider Kyle Schwarber potentially being in the top five. Now, again, I think that's absolutely insane. I love Kyle Schwarber. Great player here. To be in the top five over the last 25 years, even to be in the top 15 for Kyle Schwarber, that's
Kyle
outrageous.
Look,
outrageous.
It does feel more and more crazy. I mean, maybe I was caught up in the moment at the time, because when I really examine it now, and in comparison to the other players he would be displacing, you know, now that my list is really finalizing, what it comes down to at number five is it Schwarber or Brian Dawkins?
Right.
You know,
I would have Brian Dawkins there.
It feels like Brian Dawkins needs to stay.
And I think as well, as you look at this, would Bryce Harper be on your list? Would Zach Wheeler be on your list? Jalen Hurts, any of these current athletes?
Sure.
I don't have any of them. Well, I think when you look back at the last 25 years,
talkative, but you're just not very nice.
There have been a hell of a lot of great athletes come through here. So would any current Philadelphia athlete be on your top five list? One of the things we're talking about today, we will get into some more things from the All-Star game last night that were pretty interesting, but we do have a side topic today, guys, and our side topic today off of Will Ferrell, whose birthday is today. Obviously, I would say one of the most notable, funny people in recent history, probably we're talking the last 25 years, is Will Ferrell the funniest person of the last 25 years?
When was the last hit he had, like funny hit?
That's a good question.
He had a string for a while. It was great.
Yeah.
Anchorman 2.
I never saw Anchorman 2. Step Brothers was hilarious. I remember seeing that in theaters.
Elf.
Elf. That's a classic as well.
I think he, for my money, he applies to my taste. Like I think he's the funniest.
I think he's top five of the last quarter century for sure.
Absolutely. I think I could just sit there and he wouldn't even have to say anything. I could just look at Will Ferrell. He might
even
not
just, like,
even
his little
be
cameos
awake.
Cameos in movies are funny.
Well,
Wedding Crashers.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Who's on your funny quarter century team? Top five.
Are you asking me or Tom?
Man, that's a
no. I'm saying we're Danny McBride.
We're doing sports quarter century team.
Well, we don't
want to
give away
funniest
all the answers here, Buzz.
Yes,
I'm just saying
we're
for the
like
side
that.
Topic.
Said top five quarter century.
To throw out. Because our side topic today is who or what is funny. Buzz
like
just
it.
Wants us to give away all the answers
I think
right
we
now.
We should.
What are we doing?
Go Ferrell, Danny McBride.
You know who wouldn't make it? Not to be a hater for me, Adam Sandler.
Really?
Not my kind of humor.
So I guess you're not excited for Happy Gilmore 2, which is being promoted like crazy?
I mean, of all Adam Sandler movies, Happy Gilmore is probably like one of my, like if I had to choose favorites, that would be up there. I liked The Waterboy, Mr. Deeds. His humor is just way too slapstick, like way too like 10-year-old boy.
You really have
boy.
To suspend yeah. you know? Your just brain to watch it.
Yes, obviously. Yes.
But it's...
I don't like
watching
that.
The
well, you
Waterboy
do for Happy Gilmore. Adam Sandler movie, like Billy Madison, is a ridiculous premise. For
it
me.
Is. But it's hilarious to me.
It
and
is.
It takes me back. And watching The Waterboy, that is one of the very few movies that I cannot control laughing aloud while watching it. I can't stop myself. Normally, I don't feel compelled to laugh when something is, you know, on a TV screen. I don't know why. It just doesn't translate to me like interacting with the TV or with the, you know, the film screen.
Mm.
Waterboy was different, man. Waterboy just took me to that next level of hilarity.
There you
I
go.
I couldn't control it. is infantile, though. Like, it's so dumb.
There's a place for infantile humor.
Yeah, of course. Of course. And Will Ferrell's humor, I would say, is infantile. But our
and
side
I
topic today.
Maybe that's my style.
Who or what is funny? And I'll just throw out mine. And this is something I don't even know if I'd really find funny anymore. But I remember when I saw this movie at the time, I thought it was like the funniest thing I've ever seen was Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh my God.
When I saw that movie for the first time, it's just so awkward and ridiculous.
I don't like awkward humor. That's my problem. I've never been a fan.
Yeah, that one is very awkward. It's very weird. I could envision myself watching it today and being like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. This is not funny at all.
I really enjoyed it.
But I thought it was hilarious at the time. What would
it
you have,
felt
John?
Felt uncomfortable. I like that uncomfortable humor thing, that whatever
really?
They did. Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me with you.
Yeah.
Who or what is funny?
Danny McBride, I guess. Mm-hmm. I was going to go somewhere else, but I keep spouting out Danny McBride, and so I feel like I've taken him off the board for myself. He's amazing. I don't know if you watched Eastbound and Down.
Righteous
if you
Gemstones.
Watched Righteous Gemstones. Yeah, he's just so... It's a similar humor to Will Ferrell, where mm-hmm. they both are so unaware of their own stupidity, like,
yes.
And that's what's funny.
So, he's hilarious in Pineapple Express.
Oh, he's hilarious
movie.
In everything.
Yeah,
and I'm a huge fan.
Yeah. Well, what do you have, Rhea, for what's funny?
Nate Bargatze, stand-up comic.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I actually think I'm seeing him with my brother.
You will love him. I saw him when he was here in Philadelphia. His on SNL, his portrayal of George Washington.
So funny.
I've seen it like 50. It's a clip. You could go on
it's
TK
so
and watch it. He's got really a dry sense of humor and absolutely brilliant.
He used to come on Artie's show.
Oh, really?
A lot. And now on Waze, it's Nate Bargatze.
Like, really?
Like, his voice is telling me
big.
To turn right. I couldn't believe it.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Sit right.
You have no clue.
I couldn't. Well, I've heard the name. I couldn't tell you what he looks like. Like
well,
I
would
literally
recognize
never seen
him probably if you.
Like, okay. Really?
When you watch like the George Washington clip, you will. You'll
I don't even know the George Washington thing you're talking
it's
about.
It's
from SNL, I think.
Right. He talks about the laws he's going to establish in the new land.
Okay,
but he's portraying that he's George Washington.
Okay, right? Well, I'll have to check that out. Devin,
he's
what do you got?
So dry.
My favorite actor who says wow in everything, Owen Wilson. Love him.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. And Buzz, what do you have an answer here?
Big surprise here, Larry David.
Larry David.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Hey,
Buzz has watched two shows in the history of his
Seinfeld
entire life.
Both were written by Larry David.
We tried doing, now Buzz and I hosted the morning show together on 4th of July. And, you know, there was no hammer that day. So we did Beat the Buzz, which Buzz was very eager to do. So we did basic TV trivia, just not Seinfeld or Curb, like in recent history.
Yeah.
Buzz went 0-for-5. It was terrible. It was a total flop.
I found my lane and I stick to it.
Yeah. Dan's like, that's 25 going on like 50 with that. I don't even know if
that kind of humor. 27, yeah.
Close enough.
Yeah, Buzz is like a 50-year-old man trapped in a 27-year-old's body.
Oh, no.
Humor wise.
And John's the opposite.
Strictly
John's
humor-wise.
Like a 15-year-old boy trapped in a 50-year-old man's body. Yeah, I don't know if you're 50, John, but
it hurts.
I'm sorry if I age you a little bit.
How old am I? Holy cow. 1974.
Okay. 51. Yeah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Yeah.
There you go.
Really? I honestly don't know how old I am.
You're definitely
50
over
51.
50.
This is a bit. You know how old you are.
We all
Stop.
Made you nice videos when you turned 50. So
I stopped counting at 50.
So I wasn't asked to do a video for your 50th birthday. Now I think I'm offended. 50.
I'm 50 right now.
Okay.
Well,
per Wikipedia, you are currently 50.
we have to look up Wikipedia to determine John's age. When's your birthday?
September 4th, 1974.
You're 50. Congratulations, John.
So the Wilson brothers. You know the Wilson brothers, Luke and Owen.
Yes.
You're funny. Owen.
I love Owen Wilson.
Don't you think their names seem like they're switched?
Yes.
What? Shouldn't
they do?
Luke be Owen?
Luke looks
and
like Owen.
Be Luke?
Yes.
Yeah. Owen, they look completely different, first of all. They do not look like brothers.
They do look exactly alike. What are you talking about?
I think they look related. I don't think they look exactly alike.
Maybe
you
they
can,
look
like
cousins
tell that they're
or
brothers.
Something. But, man, they got the names messed up. They should have just swapped those names.
I don't understand. I mean, I don't get what you're saying at all. Devin seems to know exactly what you're talking about.
I'm glad that you feel that. I actually made that mistake the other day because Owen Wilson is in this new show,
Golf Show Swing.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
yes.
We're watching it, and I called him Owen. And
That is
Owen. I called him Luke because I feel like they should be swapped.
I feel the same way. Yeah. I have to look up probably every 2 months. Which one's which? Because my intuition keeps pushing me back to, the long-haired dude guy is Luke.
Wow.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, give us something. Who or what is funny? That is our side topic today. In addition, the All-Star stuff we're talking about and the top five. Would any current Philadelphia athlete be in your top five over the last 25 years? Let's get started on the phones. Go to Andy in Deptford. What's up, Andy?
Yo, morning team. We love. We hot. How's everybody doing?
We're great, Andy. We're great. What's going on?
Yo, man. Big shout out to Fritz and the camera, on this off time, giving us some content with this whole athlete challenge. But Richie, man.
Have you been following the escapades? Do you feel like you could compete, Andy?
I would crush both of them. But here's the deal, Richie.
I feel like I could, too.
You got to get on board.
I think we all could.
Richie, you got to get on board with your co-host, okay? Because here's the deal, right? I was probably Team Fritz, right, before this whole thing started.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the baseball thing, a scholarship athlete baseball, 47-year-old guy competing, right? He ain't win, but he's competing. But when Fritz wins, you got Hype Man Flavor Flav, Spike Eskin running on that field like it was Game 7 of the World Series, arms up, Tug McGraw.
Oh,
I mean, Richie, you
that
gotta
infuriated
get
you
your
a
guy.
Little bit.
Fair point.
You got to get behind your guy. I mean, Ike's calm, cool, and collected. Smooth Ike just walks on the field. You know what I mean? Congratulates his co-host. Mm-hmm. But Flavor Flav, man, you, Richie, like, come on, man.
Here's
come
the problem. Andy, I am not behind Joe's belief that he is an incredibly gifted athlete, that he is a better athlete than this, you know, how many years younger are we talking? Is it
John?
16 years younger?
Nobody's behind that belief, my man. But here's the deal. You got to support your coworker. When you got all these other people playing him, coming at him constantly, right? But he won golf when he probably shouldn't have won that, right? He had no shot in baseball, but he competed. And you got to get behind that. You can't let the clowns, the Flavor Flaves of this universe, you know what I'm saying, take shots at your boy when you standing on the sideline. Get behind him.
I got you. What do you got on the top five, right, Andy?
I'll consider what you're saying.
Yeah, you gotta.
You gotta consider play, though. My hope is that he would be discouraged by doing all of this, and he would see, maybe I need to change the way I eat. I need to change the way I live, the way I keep myself healthy.
I think Andy makes a fair point. We'll get into that. What do you got on the top five, Andy?
As far as with the top five goes, I mean, I heard your 4-at-4 last night. There's no way you can leave Jalen Hurts off a top five list. Hardest position ever played in sports. And he won us the Super Bowl. I mean, come on, man. People talking about putting Jason Kelce on the top five, a center. I mean, he's a Hall of Famer, but I mean, let's not forget when he was gone, we won the Super Bowl the next year with Cam Jurgens. So, I mean,
it's a good point.
Come on. You got to get Hurts in the mix. I mean, that's undeniable. And you got to have five in there, too. People love to hate on five. Let's not forget, before five, the Eagles were irrelevant. He made us a relevant team here. And come on, Rhea, stop hating on five. You love hating on five.
No, the Eagles were nothing before five.
The mid to late 90s were brutal.
You people are acting like the Eagles didn't exist until McNabb and Reed came here.
They did exist,
and it's simply not true.
They weren't winning. They existed, but they were not a perennial playoff Super Bowl contender until five got there and gave them a chance every year. Five is a Hall of Fame
quarterback. Andy, I've said that on this list, up until what Jalen Hurts started doing, what he's done with the Super Bowl, I thought Donovan was the greatest quarterback in the history of the Eagles. I have no issue with that. All I'm saying is I push back on the notion that the Eagles weren't relevant before Andy and Donovan got here. That's my argument.
So let me push back to you. You think they were relevant with the Coy, the Ty Detmers, the Rodney?
No,
I didn't say that.
Andy, if you were listening to me earlier, I said the Eagles began to be relevant when Dick Vermeil came here. Buddy tapped into a ridiculous passion that was here, although they never won. I don't push back on the notion that Donovan, up until Jalen, was the greatest quarterback in the history of the team.
I feel you on that, but how many years was it between Buddy and them winning? What, almost a decade? Like, come on,
yeah, it was a good long gap. Andy, what do you have for what's funny? What's funny?
What's funny? Watching Joe DeCamera run.
There you go.
That is funny. As someone who was there, it is funny looking.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see the video, but I did see a still photo. It was an awkward
awkward
form.
We see it every Friday when he does the Beat the Hammer, and he goes to another section, then when he runs back. It is, Devin, is it not the most awkward thing you've ever seen?
Yeah, it's pretty unathletic looking. Yeah, doesn't inspire a ton of confidence if you're Team Joe.
Again, we're not giving Joe a great shot in the running competition.
He has zero chance.
Well,
no matter how far or near that distance is, he won't win.
Well, when we get back, we do need to address this, because I don't like agreeing with Andy, but I do agree with him a little bit with the support of Joe. So we'll get to that when we return, and see whether John, whether you are reacting and handling this whole situation appropriately. So we'll get into that as well. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Top five athletes last 25 years. Would any current Philadelphia athlete be on your list? One of the things we're talking about. Also, with the All-Star game, Kyle Schwarber wins the MVP. I thought that was fun. I would I would legitimately replace extra innings with the home run derby. I thought that was really cool. So you want to get in on that, you're welcome to. We'll get to some other observations from the All-Star game as well. And coming up as well in the 7 o'clock hour, we'll get to some more sound regarding Jalen Hurts, where he stands among NFL quarterbacks. So a lot to get into in the next hour of the show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera. This is The Morning Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.